from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. We are very thrilled to have you with us tonight. And we've got a little bit of an update. We are 55 families down, not 27 to go. We are so thankful for what you have done, for those of you that have called, for those of you that are kind of understanding the passion of why we're allocating this amount of time to this cause, because there are 29 families that may be dead if we don't help them. I mean, that's what the night started out with for me. The monologue I did in hour one, it's Kevin McCullough, by the way, welcome. It's Radio Night Live from New York. We normally poke a little fun at the headlines, have a little discussion with callers, great guests, ladies lounge. We've all got all that, you know, normally rolled in. We're specifically using some of our airtime here in the last stretch of the year to try to do something good, to try to actively change the world around us in some sort of tangible way. And there's lots of great causes out there that you could wrap yourself around. But last year, Christian Solidarity International came to me and they said, guys, if we could help liberate human slaves in northern Sudan that had been taken captive, some of them just months ago, some of them years ago, we would really, that would make a huge difference in the lives of those families. So I was very, very, of course, let's do it. How can we help? What can we do? And we ended up, between there and the spring effort, we ended up liberating nearly 200 human trafficked individuals. You did that. Those of you listening, those of you watching, you did that. You picked up a phone and said, oh, you mean something I can do has some sort of like supernatural effect? Think about how strange this is. You place a call on your silly little smartphone that's in your pocket. And for less money, or about the same amount of money that probably you're paying in a cell phone bill, or maybe your cable bill, or maybe your cable and your cell phone bill put together, but for about that same amount of money, on the other end, when you give that, then someone who was enslaved goes free. Or in this case, this year, someone who can't sleep night to night has the ability to relocate to a safe area where there are other people that will help look out for them and help them get their lives kind of stabilized, because these Christian families, specifically Christian families that are on the outskirts of the Jos, Nigeria region, are just laid waste targets to the Fulani herdsmen, which is a group similar to Boko Haram. You just haven't heard of them. You haven't heard of them partly because there's a political element to that, and partly because the world just kind of yawns and doesn't seem to care. But these Christian families that are out there care. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to set up a caliphate. They're trying to set up a region of the country where they have control and then can say, okay, we're in charge. And they want to take the land away from the Christians. They want to take the land so that their animals can graze. They want to do all the things that they want to do for the reasons that they want to do them. Our goal is, in CSI's goal is a couple of layers. We want to engage governments so that there's some formal response to all this. But in the meantime, we can't just let people sit out there and be butchered. We can't just let them sit out there and just get whacked at with machetes or shot at with AK-47s. People riding into town going Allahu Akbar and like, you know, you're a Christian, you're going to die. We can't do that. We can't allow that. Not if we knew we could make a difference. So this year, Joel and the team came to me and they said, Kev, there's these 82 families. Do you think we might be able to help them? I said, well, let's try. So back in September, I started telling you about it, and we started educating you on the story, what was going on, why this was happening. And as we have come to this date, 55 of those 82 families have been cared for, and there are 27 families that need our help. There's 27 families that we don't want to leave exposed out there. We want to get them relocated, too, because if you leave, you take some of them away, then they're even more vulnerable and more defenseless. So now, between now and Christmas, it's what, 17 days? I want to give a gift to each of those 27 families over the next 17 days. You've been rescued. We're ready to relocate you. We've got your food. If you need a hospital, if you need medical care, we've got that for you. We've got shelter. We've got a place for you to go right now. And if we take care of that in a timely fashion, we can do that before Christmas. They could be relocated by Christmas. We can give them a new start in life. For a new life, a new season, if we just care, if we just dig a little deeper, if we say, yeah, okay, this doesn't have to be a season that's all about me. I can turn outward. I can make a difference somewhere else. It's one of the reasons why the McCullough family gave. We're in the process of saying with our kids, how many more Lego sets can we have? We don't need any more. How many more, you know, princess dresses needs one to hang in a closet? We got too many already as far as dad's concerned, but that's just me. Of course, then she comes in wearing one and you're like, oh, she's so cute. I'm a total hypocrite. I get it. But one of the ways you counter that is by saying to them, OK, so this Christmas, we're going to give a little less to each other so that we can give to something bigger than us. And when I sat down and said, guys, there's a family that is in Nigeria, and only because they are Christian, only because they worship Jesus Christ instead of Allah and Muhammad, they have been targeted by those who do worship Allah and Muhammad as the troublemaker. They've been targeted as the wrongdoer, the infidel, the sinner, and they must die according to the way those people think. So what should we do? Of course, their eyes are wide open. What do you mean die, Dad? Well, they're going to get killed. How do we know? Well, they're already doing it. They're riding in, conducting raids. I played them some of the interview with my friend Joel. I said, hey, listen to this. There's this one story I'm going to ask him to tell us about Lydia in a little while. But my goodness, it just brought my three-year-old to tears. Kev, you're scaring your kids. And no, I want them to know about a world that's bigger than them, that has many different facets to it that they need to begin to learn about. Because if they're going to be someone that makes a difference in the world around them, they have to understand the world around them. So friends, that's what I hope this has done a little bit for you too, that it's the whole world's not like our kind little suburban, you know, cul-de-sacs. We've got real problems, but we've also got real hope. Because when people of good conscience come together, when people that believe that there is a God and it matters what good and evil look like, that we can actually help rescue some people, save their lives, give them a new future, give them a new start. Friends, why wouldn't we want to do that? That's everything good about what we believe. So can you pick up the phone? If there were 27 families in America tonight, I only need 27 that could adopt one family each. So your family, you're going to celebrate Christmas and you're going to throw a big spread and you're going to have gifts for each other. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. Could your family say, OK, we're going to stand with a Nigerian Christian family. We're going to make sure they get to safety. So your family tonight says we're going to give a gift of $225 one time, or a gift of $113 over two months, or less than that for the number of months it takes. But we're as one family to another, we're going to make that difference tonight. Friends, if 27 individuals or families or siblings or cousins or whatever said, okay, I'll do it. Kev, you've been telling me about it for a few weeks. I'm ready to do it. If 27 of you would, then we could change the lives of all 82 of these families and none of them would be left behind. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. For the 53 families that have been rescued and for every one of you that's given a gift so far, I say thank you. I mean, it just makes me want to cry to think that we've had 53 people step up and go, yeah, I'm ready to help somebody. But friends, now I get so concerned about the final few. I get so concerned about let's not fall short by one or two families. Like, I don't want to leave any of them behind. Can you imagine if we got to, like, you know, 75 and there were seven more families, and then the Fulani rode in and wiped them out, and then we got word back that, oh, it was the seven families that we weren't able to rest. I mean, that would kill me. That would just absolutely kill me. So my family's in. We've rescued a family. We're going to rescue another family. I want you to consider rescuing a family. I never ask you to do anything like this that I'm not willing to do. And friends, that's why I want you to deeply consider. If Kevin's willing to give to it and to give effort to it and to give airtime to it and to do all this stuff, maybe it's really worth that investment. I think rescuing a family and bringing them to safety is. If you know anything about me, you know how pro-family I am. This is kind of the ultimate pro-family statement, right? You're rescuing them from almost certain death by radicals that the world's ignoring right now. We can do this. You and I, we did it last year. We got nearly 100 slaves out of northern Sudan into South Sudan around Christmas. We did about 100 more in March. Friends, we can do this. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. So thankful for every gift that you've given so far. Call right now. 888-342-1010. You can also go online at my website, thebingethinker.com, and give online, or to the CSI website. 888-342-1010. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had my yearly physical and all my tests and everything, and they were wonderful. In fact, my doctor said everything came back and it's fantastic. So, and my my blood pressure was down 20 points. So, yeah, it was kind of high, but now it's okay. So,
so I think that the balance of nature is a big deal for me, and I feel good. You know, I generally feel not up like crazy, but I feel happy. All the nutrition, all the nutrients that I needed or need, I'm getting. I feel good that way.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call them at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's actually really been helping my system and my lupus and my gastro problems. So I'm actually very happy with the product.
Acid reflux is pretty much under control. That's why I keep taking it.
I have noticed, you know, I'm sleeping better since I started taking the Balance of Nature and all the other things I'm doing.
I can't believe how wonderful your product is. I listened to you guys on the radio for years and years and years, and I listened to all the testimonials. I go, well, you know, it's probably time to give it a try. And I've been just happy as can be ever since.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thankful that you're able to hang a bit and to, watch this exciting thing happen. We've had so many people from across the country weigh in already. Mary and, Esther from St. Albans, New York, $100 gift. Alan and Carmen from Hudson, New York, $1,000. Wow, that's four families plus that they have rescued. Thank you so much, Alan and Carmen. That is extremely generous. And Gary from Nutley, New Jersey, a $500 gift. That's going to get two families into the clear. Blown away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Friends, have you picked up the phone and made the call yet? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. 27 families as of the top of this hour to go, and we need your help in every respect. I don't want to leave a single one of them behind. Joel Vanderspeck is the American Executive Director for CSI, Christian Solidarity International is what that stands for. And Joel, you were there when the Fulani did pull off an attack in June of this last year. And just talk to us about what that was like, the carnage, the damage, the psychological impact. It had to be a real gut puncher in terms of, what you experienced while you were there.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It's unlike anything I've ever witnessed before in my life, Kevin. I never would have imagined seeing this much destruction, this much level of persecution against Christian brothers and sisters of ours. I mean, I was there with our project manager on the ground, and we saw thousands of people that were just running from their villages. They didn't know where to go. They were in tears. They were just sitting on the side of the roads, asking, "What directions do? Where do I go for safety? Where do I go? What do I do now?" And we were bringing the first amount of aid into these region to help people. But Franco and I went to the hospital to visit those that were severely wounded, and most of them were children. One of the first infants that we saw lying in one of the hospital beds, her name was Lydia, and we talked to her dad about the story that happened. We found out that Lydia's mom called up her dad and said, "Don't come home because the Fulani are attacking the village right now. So just stay away because we hear the gunshots and the screaming." And the Fulani came to Lydia's house. Lydia's only 8 months old. And they broke down the door, and they came in with the AK-47. And they started shooting, spraying bullets all over Lydia's house. And Lydia's mom, with the courage of a mom, held Lydia in her arms and turned her back to those Muslim attackers that were spraying those bullets throughout the house. The bullets went straight through Lydia's mom, and 8 bullets went into Lydia's body. And Lydia's mom died saving Lydia. And we met Lydia. She was in recovery there at the hospital. She made it. She recovered. She's alive today. She lost her mom. Her mom gave her life to save her and to save her dad. And that's the type of courage that we saw amongst the Christian community there in Joss, that were defenseless against AK-47s and machetes and people with gas canisters that were coming to set houses ablaze. It was unbelievable, Kevin. And these people need our help. They really do. And I'm so thankful for those families that we've been able to help so far because of your listeners that have been so generous. And we're going to rush this aid before Christmas to make sure that these families find safety and the food. Right now, there's a desperate need to get the food to them. There's a shortage in these displacement camps. And so there's so many stories I could share, just people like Lydia and other kids that lost their parents, people that had their best friends that were burned alive inside their homes. Mm. There was mass burials. There was no time to give a respectful burial to these people. Even pastors of churches that were killed. I have stories of 4 different pastors that were killed during these attacks, and they weren't even given a respectful funeral. They had to have these mass burials because everyone had to vacate these villages as the Fulani were taking all of them over, and they're still on the land to this day. And churches that were standing strong for so many years, this is a very Christian, the most Christian area in all of Nigeria. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. But Christian churches were burned down, and these Muslim groups were starting to rebuild them now as mosques, and the government's not doing anything about it. The UN, of course, has to have permission by the government to go any place like this, so they're not getting permission. The government's hiding it, so they're not able to go and help. And CSI, we're on the ground, we're boots on the ground to bring the aid to these Christians. And because of the good generosity of your listeners, we're able to bring some of this aid before Christmas time, but we want to get to those 27 other families.
Yeah.
Help.
No, I get a little crazy as we get close to the end, Joel, because I really do. I have, you've heard of FOMO, fear of missing out. I have FOMO, fear of missing one. Like I don't want to leave not a single one of them behind, and especially when we, especially now that you've been there and you've talked to them and you know their stories, and like, and it, you know, becomes much more real in that situation. And friends, I hope that what Joel's describing makes sense. I hope that I'm not rambling like some sort of idiot. I want those of you watching and listening and with us, if you've already given, I just want you, if you're a person of prayer, just pray that the 27 families will be reached. And if you haven't yet given, I want to challenge you to give a gift. If we had 27 families across America tonight say, you know what, we had a pretty good year. Stock market may not be perfect now, but it's treated us good over the last couple of years. I've got a better job now. We want to do something important here at the end of the year to kind of signify our belief in Christmas, or just a desire to do something nice for the new year. Friends, this is the perfect opportunity to really impact, make an impact in someone's life that can't do anything about what they're dealing with right now apart from you. Like, you want to make a difference, get involved in this, because it will change a family's life that is really right now facing some very stark circumstances, and possibly even death and execution by people that just hate them just because of what they believe. That's the only reason why they hate them. They didn't do anything wrong. These Christians aren't out there evangelizing the Muslims. They're not trying to convert anybody. They're just living their lives, raising their kids, working in their farms, working in their mines, minding their business. Thankful that God gives them a healthy crop and water to grow the food with and everything else. And it's just sheer jealousy and spite that are causing the Fulani to want to take this area. They want to convert it. They want to take it for their own. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. A gift of $225 rescues one family. If you have to break that up, break it up. Do it over a couple of months, but help a family. Are there 27 families tonight across America that will say, I will help at least one family right now? Friends, your gift makes a difference, and it could save someone's life before Christmas. That's all they want for Christmas, by the way. They're not asking for anything else. They just want a chance to live their lives, raise their kids, love their spouses. 888-342-1010. Call right now, 888-342-1010. It's match night, every gift being matched. Life for life, family for family, when you call right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Only 31 minutes left. Will we do it? If we've rescued one family per minute the rest of this hour, we'd do more than enough. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming right back, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. And we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping.
Well, you know, that's the incomparable Yuletide carols. His name just escaped me. Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole, of course. I knew that. Don't be sitting there saying, Kev, you didn't know it was Nat King Cole. No, yes, I knew it was Nat King Cole. Just went out of my mind because I'm thinking about the families in Nigeria. But this is what they have not been able to experience. These 27 families that we haven't reached yet, they haven't been able to experience Christmas with their family. You probably have your tree up. You probably have your lights up. You probably got some of your shopping done. You're probably planning your menu. You're probably thinking, oh, we're going to travel to see, you know, Uncle Harry or whatever you're going to do on that day. These 27 families that we have yet to reach will not be able to do any of that because they're just going to be focused on trying to survive. They're just going to be focused on trying to live. Joel just sent during the break. This is hard for me. A picture of little Lydia. And Nick, if you've got that. You see her there on the bed, And what I cannot do on your TV screen that I could do on my phone when Joel sent it to me was zoom in on her face. But if you could see where all of her bandages are, you understand that her little body had those bullets coming in all those different areas. And there, she's on a breathing mechanism, and she has all the wounds that have been stitched up, and she's doing better. She's doing much better than she was when she arrived, for sure. But friends, just imagine the incredible injustice that there is in what that little girl has already had to face and to deal with. The loss of her mom just so that her life could be saved. The fact that her dad was not even able to be there when it happened, but that saved his life, and then to be reunited with him later. But imagine the sheer fear and pain and hurt. Friends, these families that are left out in these open areas, they don't think they have anywhere else to go. When CSI shows up, they say, hey, we do. We've got a place. You're going to be okay. We're going to put you with other Christians. There's going to be a way for you to not just survive, but we're going to make sure that you're taken care of in the meantime. There's a little bit of a food famine right now. So there's steady food with the relocation package that we're talking about tonight that each family will be taken care of. But friends, it doesn't happen unless we get involved. And that's why for these remaining 27 families, I'm really, really worried. But I'm also very thankful. Stacy from Dallas, or from the Plano area, so the Dallas area, said, hey, count me as one of those families. So 26 families to go. Let's thank some more people, Nick. There's a number of people that have gotten involved here. And Don in Orlando is one of them. And Marco from Thousand Oaks, both of them. Saying, hey, I'll take care of a family. And then there's a group of people that got together called the Network for Good that have taken care of more than 10 families so far. And tonight, for every family that we have taken care of, there's going to be another group of people that take care of additional families as well. So for each of you, for Stacy and for Don and for those that we just thanked, thank you for multiplying your effort. Thank you for giving your gift now so that more families can be helped as we seek to try to encourage each other to do the right thing. But Joel Vanderspeck is back with us from CSI. And Joel, it's exciting to see people respond. But it's also one of those, I feel like it's a race against time. Because you said at the beginning of the show that Franco doesn't really know. He doesn't really know for sure when the next attack is going to come from the herdsmen.
No, they're very vulnerable, these populations of Christians that have been displaced from their homes. They're just at times sleeping out in the open or in areas that have absolutely no security. So it's frightful to think about. And those that have young children, of course, they're always concerned about what might happen. And you know, one of the people that I interviewed when I was there, her name's Ruth, and she shared about, you know, turning her cell phone off every single night before they go to bed, because she said it's just a matter of time before the Fulani come and attack again, and she wants to make sure her cell phone doesn't go off in the midst of an attack and let them know that they're hiding underneath the bed, and they're always ready at any time to just hide under the bed when the attacks start happening. And she said, Joel, I wish that I had wings so that I could just take my two kids. She had a six-year-old and a four-year-old daughter, and said, I wish I could just fly away from here when these attacks come, that I would have that feeling of safety.
Gotcha.
To be able to just get out. So.
Stand by. 888-342-1010. You can rescue a family just like Sarah's. 888-342-1010. Coming right back. Hey, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. because you won't pay him a dime. But he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Did you know that studies have shown that we need over 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? If you're like me, it's hard to find the time and money to prepare and eat all of those fruits and vegetables. Who can do that? Yet we know that proper nutrition can prevent health problems, give us energy, and help us heal faster. Balance of Nature has spent over 20 years researching and delivering solutions to this problem. We can ensure that you consume over 30 different fruits and veggies every single day. Our capsules are filled with 100% real whole foods. There isn't a single thing added to Balance of Nature products. They're pure. We spent an incredible amount of time on the quality of our products. We do this for you. We do it for our own families. Give yourself a break and give your body what it needs.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. And we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We have 16 minutes left in the hour. Of course, if you're on the Biz TV network, the whole thing starts over again at the top of the hour. For the next couple of hours, those of you watching on the West Coast, for example, that may have missed out on hour one. There's plenty of that to come back to. But that means there's also 16 minutes left in our challenge tonight, our match challenge. And that means that every family that we rescue will be matched by fellow listeners that are passionate about what we're doing, fellow friends of mine that have heard about what we're doing and have said, hey, I want to help make a difference. Friends, we're trying to save these Christian families that are under attack by a group of Islamic radicals called the Fulani Herdsmen. And this is in northern Nigeria, just outside the area of Jos, the city of Jos. And it's quite dangerous, particularly the further you get from the city where it's more rural and isolated. And a lot of these Christian families are farmers and miners, and they don't live in the real close area of the city. They live out there because they're closer to their work and to what they do. They need our help. There were 82 families, by the way, that needed relocation that we were aware of, knew the names of, knew where they are when we started this effort. 53 of those have been spoken for. I'm sorry, let me correct myself. 56 of those have been spoken for. And now we are down to 26 families left, and we need your help. A matching gift tonight of every gift that comes in from people that care about it as much as you do. 225 relocates one family. That involves everything. That gets them the shelter, gets some food, gets them even medical care and hospitalization if they need it. And again, if you heard Joel's story a little bit earlier, the poor little Lydia, just an example, just a 1 8-month-old baby girl. When the attack happens, her mom rescues her by putting her in her arms and cupping her to her body, turning her back to the gunman. The gunman shoot randomly through the house. Her mother's body is riddled with bullets. Some of those make it through her mother and into her. But she was able to be enough of a buffer to save little Lydia's life. If you're watching on Biz TV, we have a picture of little Lydia and what she was facing in June when Joel was able to see her. It's just heartbreaking, but it can have a good ending. We can help these families relocate by Christmas. We can help get them food by Christmas. We can help get them the medical care they need by Christmas if we work together. If there are 26 brave more families or individuals somewhere in the country that say, you know what, I can do this. $113 a month over the next 2 months, I can take care of a family. $50 a month for what? I don't know, 4.5 months, you take care of a family. Those of you that could do more than one family, and I believe that there are a number of you. In fact, I know that there are some because we've already had some of those people give to this campaign. But if you could give a gift of $2,250, you would be rescuing 10 of the 26 families remaining. We need your help. They need your help. Their lives kind of depend on help coming. There is no one else. Joel VanderSpeck is with us from CSI. And Joel, it's not an overstatement to say that they are all alone, that really we are their safety line, their way to get out of there, if at all possible.
That is true, Kevin. There's no one else there that we witness on the ground to help these people that have been terrorized and attacked by these Muslim militias. So we're the only lifeline that they have. You know, Nigeria is a very large country, and this area in the middle belt of Nigeria is quite isolated from other areas. So we go in, we're the boots on the ground, and we're able to bring aid directly to these people that have been persecuted in this way.
And it's a part of the country that is also the most fertile and most beautiful. This is why the radical Muslims are trying to take it from them, because they want to farm and graze their animals and do everything that they need for their way of life, and they don't want to do it lawfully. They just want to kick everybody out that's there.
That's right. They just take over these farms and let the cattle graze, eating all the crops that the Christian communities have planted over a good period of time. And now these Christians have been displaced. They don't dare to go home because the type of weaponry that these militias have. And they're scared, and they need to start life completely afresh. They ran out of these villages just with the shirts on their backs, and they need to start life over again. They need a helping hand right now, Kevin.
Yeah. Friends, you are that helping hand. I'm that helping hand. My family is involved. I want your family to be involved. 888-342-1010 is how you get involved. It's kind of a miracle when you think about it. You call that number. You give someone a credit card number, and they process the gift, and then they destroy the information. And then on the other end of that, a family is actually taken from danger to safety, is actually taken from hunger to being fed, actually taken from being wounded to being taken to the hospital and given the care that they need. That all happens when you call that number. It's kind of an amazing thing. It's kind of a miraculous kind of, oh, wow. I mean, 100 years ago, if somebody would be listening to this conversation, they'd think, wow, that's so weird. What are they talking about? How can you do all that? And yet we live in a day and age in which you can. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when we do, friends, that life afresh starts over again. Joel, I've got to think that like it would be for us, if we were uprooted out of where we lived and just placed in another area, that there's a lot of fear that goes into these families as well, because as much as they don't want to be under attack and they don't want to, you know, stay where there's danger, it's not easy to go somewhere where they don't know the routine.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you can imagine. I mean, when I met these precious people that had to leave everything they've ever owned, their homes, their farms that they worked so hard to make these cars. And there they were, and they're looking around, going, we don't know what to do. But the thing that amazed me, Kevin, is their faith, really, that they said, we don't have anything right now, but we trust in God. God is going to look after us. And I didn't have anyone just begging me to come back to North America or anything like that. They were like, this is our land. This is the land that God gave our ancestors, and we want to stay here. But they were, the faith that they had was just tremendous. It was just very inspiring.
Yeah. The limited amount of news coverage that covered the attack in June estimated that there were more than 500 persons killed in that region. And friends, that's a major terror attack anywhere else in the world. 500 people die. You know, if it happened in France, if it happened in the U.S., there would be international coverage. People would be talking about it wall to wall. We'd be setting up for TV remotes. People would be checking in. You know, there'd be all kinds of questions about what the government was going to do to make sure that didn't happen again. Have you heard anything about this anywhere, friend listening? Have you? I mean, aside from us here at Radio Night Live the last few weeks, have you heard anything? Friends, that's why it's so vital that we help CSI help these families relocate. They don't have any other options. There is no one else for them. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Steve from Arkansas, thank you for your gift. Saw that just come in just now. And we're coming right back. Final few minutes. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call them at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamonds. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. If you're watching on Biz TV, a live shot of Lower Manhattan and just the beautiful, statuesque city arrayed in light on a very clear night, cold night, but also a very thankful heart in my heart for Judith from Ridge, Iowa, who said, you know what? I don't have a lot, but I'll do $50, and I know it's going to help. And then Gary from New Jersey came along and said, well, yeah, but you do $50, and I'll do $500. And now we've taken care of a little more than two families together. See, it is not in the amount that each of us does. It is whether or not each of us does what we can. And when we do, when it is all of us doing what we are able to do, then something very magical and something very wonderful happens. And I'm hoping that that is the case for this Christmas. I'm hoping that that is the opportunity, that we don't let it get past us. My great fear is that we would come very close to reaching all 82 families and we left a few behind. That would just kill me. And friends, we can't do that. So let's all do what we can. You may not be able to do a ton. If you could do $22.50 a month for the next 10 months, you could rescue a family. You could rescue a family and they'd begin to receive the help now. Would take 10 months to do it. But, you know, my need is let's get the family spoken for and rescued. Your issue is, well, how can I do that? Well, there's needs. And what you can do is do what you can do. And I'm not here to tell you that. I actually believe that because God is real, that he will tap on your heart and tell you, here's how much I want you to give. Here's how much I want you to do. Here's how many families I want you to rescue. I don't think I ever have to tell you how much you're supposed to do. I believe that he is capable of doing that. I only want you to know about the opportunity. And Joel, this is where I'd like to kind of bring our thoughts to tonight, because we do have this matching opportunity through the next 3 minutes, the end of the hour. And here's the thing. If we are faithful to walk through that doorway and do what we can, I have a lot of faith that the God that made this world is able to take that and to do what he intends with it. And that may be much more than we could have ever dreamed.
No, absolutely, Kevin. I believe there can be a multiplication effect as a gift is given and multiplied by God into given to these families that are in desperate need. I mean, right now they need bags of rice and beans and just the basic supplies to be able to survive. And we know that even a little can go a long way in a place like in West Africa where we're helping these people right now.
Yeah. 888-342-1010, friends. It's our Christmas project. It's what we've been focused on. I've been telling you about it. You have helped us get over the halfway mark. We're past the 50-yard line. We're getting close to the red zone. Friends, we're sitting on the 26-yard line. Will you help us? A family can be completely rescued for $225 tonight. And I think I just would ask, are there 27 families that could say, yeah, we'll take a family. A family for family challenge. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanks for being here tonight. 888-342-1010. If you haven't given, if you're going to give this week, put that phone number in your phone, in your smartphone tonight. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We'll see you next time.